are currently into our fourth week of our men's and women's city tournament. We'll be finishing up this coming weekend. So we have some unofficial results. First of all, for the women's tournament, in the team event, Splits and Giggles is still in first place team event handicap with a score of 36.09. We have new leaders in Team Scratch for the women's team event division with the 29.18, and that was graphics embroidery. Currently still leading in doubles handicap is Jackie Cucci and Jennifer Bloomfield with a score of 14.05. Christina Schurman and Kaylee Bardu moved into first place double scratch with a score of 12.10. Jennifer Bloomfield is still leading singles handicap with 7.88. Christina Schurman moved into first place single scratch with a 6.83. In second place is Jordan Kirkland, and Jordan Kirkland had a very exciting day on the lanes this past Sunday. She bowled a perfect 300 game during her singles event, so congratulations, Jordan Kirkland, on your perfect 300. That's her first one ever. In handicap all events, Jennifer Bloomfield is still leading with a 22.75. In scratch all events, Christina Schurman moved into first place with 19.85. Carla Wigan Mendenhall is still leading senior singles division with a score of 6.83. In the open tournament, going on also at Alley's for team event and doubles and singles at Northland, Great Bread Company is still in first place team handicap with 36.11. The men's all-city team is currently in first place scratch with 33.44. Josh Verberg and Joshua Sebula are still leading doubles handicap with a score of 15.29. And Kevin Pardue and Chris Brummel still leading double scratch with a score of 14.27. Mike Putnam is still leading singles handicap with 8.07. Kurt DeYoung is still leading single scratch with a score of 7.19. Sean Rumsey moved into all events handicap this week with a 22.75. Leading in scratch all events is Chris Brummels with a score of 20.85. Steve Walters moved into the senior division first place singles with a score of 7.80. In the senior doubles division, Doug Wabick and Bruce Nyland moved into first place in the open division with 14.13. And Kim Kastmeyer and Cindy Heckman are still leading senior doubles in the women's division with a score of 13.05. All of the standings are listed on our website, greaterhollandbowling.com, and they are updated every Sunday evening. Let's take a look at the scores from our youth over at BAM. Logan Dirksey had a great day on the lanes with a high game of 264. Aiden Sin with a 220. Alexander Curry with a high game of 160. Logan Dirksey had a high series of 586. Aiden Sin with a 584. And Alexander Curry with a series of 465. Let's take a look at the high games for week number 21, ending January 28. Amy Hamilton was our high game bowler this past week for the ladies from the Starlight League with a 247. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa, 246. Jennifer Servell Thomas from Starlight, 235. Karen Pardue from Sunshine, 224. Tanya Groover, Sunshine, 223. Dawn Chamberlain, Sunshine, 221. And also Kim Kastmeyer from Sunshine, 221. Katie Vintainen from Sunshine, 220. Kaylee Pardue from Sunshine, 219. And finishing up the top 10 this week was Tammy Newberry from Sunshine with a 217. High series for week number 21 for the ladies, Amy Hamilton from Starlight, 647. Christina Schurman from West Ottawa, 621. Kaylee Pardue, Sunshine, 607. Jennifer Servell Thomas from Starlight, 594. And Jackie Cucci from Starlight with a 535. In the high games and high series for the men, week number 21, Chris Brumbles from Tri-City was our high game bowler this past week with 288. Paul Duff, Tri-City, 279. Ryan Garverlink, Tri-City, 278. Josh Verberg from the West Ottawa League, 277. Ronnie Snoke, Tri-City, 275. Bob Zuverink, Tri-City, 268. Rich Ray, Tri-City, with a 266. Adam Pardue from West Ottawa, 259. Dan Faber out of Rich Dalman Memorial League with a 258. And Kevin Pardue finishing up the top 10 this week from Tri-City with a 257. High games for the week. For the men, Paul Duff from Tri-City, 771. Chris Brumbles from Tri-City, 768. Kevin Pardue from Tri-City, 739. Josh Verberg out of West Ottawa, 738. Todd Graham's Tri-City, 736. Steve Petrie from Tri-City, 735. Ryan Garvelink out of Tri-City with 707. Bob Zuberink out of Tri-City with 697. Brian Morin from Tri-City with 690. And Ryan James, Tri-City, with a 688. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 21. We'll have the final standings of the men's and the open tournament coming up next week, as the tournament will conclude this coming Saturday and Sunday.